paws out. Holy vengeance. Psalm 110. Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make all your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength, that of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are priests forever after according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up his head. Holy is he. He shall lift up the head. That means to cut it off. He shall lift up their heads, and he shall cut them off. He shall crush the head of that serpent. He's already crushed it at the foot of the cross the first time he came. When he raised himself, yes, raised himself from the dead. From the dead. Now we're going to look at the precursor of that in Matthew 22:1. We're going to look at our Lord's instructions to us that are alive and remaining and awaiting his coming. As it says in Matthew 24, as you see all these things unfolding, look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Look up. And this is how we are to endure, with a sword, with a sword, with a sword, with a sword. Because as it says in Matthew 23, when denouncing the priesthood, those who have taken the shepherd's flock and seduced them, their house will be left to them desolate. Desolate, 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 desolate. Until what? They say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And where is this cemetery on? Emech Rephaim? Yeah, Rephaim. Get it? The Giants, Street of the Giants? In the German colony? Hello, the German colony. Next to the Germanic Templars are buried. Right next to the Christian missionaries. Christian Alliance, excuse me. Well, let's have a look.